Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Friday! Yes, indeed, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 26th of August. Damn, this month is near over. Can you believe it? 2016, all the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way. Probably a little bit longer than 5 minutes today. It is Friday, and what's the best thing to do on Friday? Yeah, not do a whole lot of work, yeah. And you can do that now with Google, because you can play solitaire and tic-tac-toe right when you're searching. Yes, 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 if you're just sitting at your computer right now, you're thinking, boy, I just want 5 o'clock to get here. You can pass the time now while you're searching through Google, playing solitaire and tic-tac-toe. All you gotta do is search for either one or the other, and a mini-game will pop up right in your search. And the best thing about it, you don't even have to be sitting at your computer either. You can be on your mobile, and the same thing will happen. Another thing that's cool, too, if you got a little friend there that's also in your Google contacts, you can play tic-tac-toe right against them. So what are you waiting for? Let that work productivity go right out the window and start having some fun on your Friday. A little bit of Apple news now. Actually, the next few stories are all Apple news, but the first one, it's a fake. Don't believe it. You might have seen on Thursday there was an iPhone SE packaging that started to surface online thinking, oh, well, there's that secret already revealed, so there's nothing left to know. Well, that's fake. The photo showed on the rear of the box, of course, all the details about the new phone that was coming, including placing the iPhone 6 SE in the title along the side of the box. There was even brochures inside the box. It also said iPhone 6 SE. As well. So yeah, somebody went to a lot of trouble to fake us all out, and it worked pretty well for a few hours. But of course, it was all found out that everything was photoshopped. So those of you that were worried for a while that we were actually going to get an iPhone 6 SE edition, yeah, you can put your fears to rest now. At least until the next rumor comes out. Staying with Apple news, and actually has to do with a bit of hackers and Netflix. There's a Netflix phishing scam right now that's going around trying to steal your credit card information, and it's attacking iPhone users. What it's going to look like to you if you do see it in your inbox is going to look pretty generic to you. The new Netflix email scam is using a fake iTunes bill to basically fool you into giving your credit card details. And they've gone to a lot of detail too, making it look like that the email's actually originating from Apple. And beyond that, they actually appear to contain receipts for purchases you might normally get in your email. Things get worse, actually. If you click on the link, it takes you to a website that looks exactly like an Apple website where you enter all of your details. Of course, this all can be avoided by going back to rule number one. Do not click on links in emails. Our last little bit of Apple news today involves Apple doing something I don't freaking understand, or why Apple thinks they need to create their own Snapchat. What the hell? You might remember a few years ago, Apple had Ping. You remember that? Yeah, it was short-lived, and it sucked, too. That was Apple's first attempt at a social network, and apparently they think, well, since we sucked at that, maybe we could suck at this, too. Now, Apple's supposed version of Snapchat, whenever this thing will be, if it will be built directly into iMessage. Of course, it's got to stay within Apple's ecosystem. Of course, you could be open just like Facebook or Twitter. Nah, that would be too social. This new claim, report, whatever you want to call it, rumor, is coming from Bloomberg, saying that this new Apple Snapchat, whatever the heck it's really going to be called, will be launching sometime next year. So, yes, we've got many, many months to be making fun of this. Of course, I guess I shouldn't be so hard. It might actually work. Yeah, right. Well, it was bound to happen, and it has. WhatsApp. Yeah, yeah, you know that thing that's bought by Facebook. Yeah. Well, it's going to share your data now with Facebook to show targeted ads to you. WhatsApp, according to what they're saying in their press release, say that by coordinating more with Facebook, we'll be able to do things like track basic metrics about how often people use our services and better fight spam on WhatsApp. It's a bunch of bull, just so you know. And in connecting your phone number with your Facebook systems, Facebook can offer your friends better suggestions and show you more relevant ads if you have an account with them. Oh, it sounds so nice, sugar plums and stuff, doesn't it? Of course, WhatsApp is ensuring that nothing users have on their account, like messages, photos, even your account information, will ever be publicly shared with Facebook. I'm sure that in the short term, they're probably right. It won't be shared with the world. That is until they change their terms of conditions. Well, apparently the big wigs over at Sony decided to put their heads together and go, you know that hack and breach and stuff that we had? Maybe it'd be a good idea to have two-factor authentication. Ah, okay, let's turn it on. Can't believe it's taken this long. But finally, the PlayStation Network finally has added two-factor authentication. Of course, getting this thing turned on, pretty simple. Just go into your account information. Everything can be pretty much set up through there. And as susceptible and vulnerable as Sony has been in the last few years, I would recommend going to do it. And finally, I know it's kind of been a hot summer for a lot of us. We're finally starting to get in past that, but still, there's some hot places, including where I'm at. It's almost hot every freaking day. And we love that feeling when we go inside of a place, that lovely air conditioning, and wish we could take it with us when we're done. Well, now we can, thanks to the Zero Breeze portable battery-powered air conditioner. I know what you're thinking, well, we already have, like, portable air conditioners. No. This is like boombox portable air conditioning. This one doesn't even require an outlet, nor does it require catching drips, you know, for the thing. Another thing that's nice, too, is it doubles as a lantern and a portable charger. Plus, it has Bluetooth on board, so you can take it right to the beach for you. So, yes, you can lay in the sun and get a tan and still be cool at the same time. So, where can you get your hands on one? You can't. At least not right now. It's a Kickstarter thing, as you might have guessed. They're still waiting to get up to $100,000 to get this thing going. But you can pre-order one right now with a $389 contribution. Yeah, a little expensive, but then again, there's always a price to pay for comfort. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, you know that already. That's the official website for all the BTN content. Get on over there, get subscribed to the shows, subscribe on iTunes as well. Check out our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out with our BTN community, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's at britishtech.slack.com. The news show getting into the weekend now, and we need it so badly. I'm sure you need the weekend too. Don't worry though, come Monday, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a wonderful Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you very much for listening.